Chapter 14. The first fast was on a Monday. Marian was going to wake up for the midnight feast because she was going to be fasting for the whole of Ramadan for the first time. The meal is called Sahur and it is to happen before dawn. My mum said that I wasn't allowed to get up for it because I was still too young. I wasn't happy about this at all. I wanted my Ferrari Italia. So I put up a fuss and turned on the turbo on my Pesta Power. In the end, Mum said I could practice keeping a fast at the weekend. I said fine, but I was still worried about Mariam getting more reward points than me. So I went to school with breakfast in my tummy as usual. It was funny that at school it was just a normal day, when at home it was special because it was the first day of Ramadan and that's all that anyone could talk about. But nobody in my class was talking about it, which is why I was super surprised when Mrs. Hutchinson bounced over to my table and said, "Happy Ramadan, Omar." I think my cheeks might have gone red, but I looked at her happy Ramadan curls, and managed a very small thank you. "Are you fasting?" she continued, crouching down near my chair. "No, I'm not allowed," I said. "Oh well," she said, "I'm happy to go easy on you for PE if you ever do." And she winked and went to write the date on the board. The first person I saw when I looked up was Daniel. Something was making him red and fidgety and really cross. Could it have been jealousy? At break time, Daniel came over to where Charlie and I were sitting, doing cool graffiti drawings with chalk on the floor. "You're a teacher's pet," he spat out the words, as if they were a really nasty part of a pet, like its poop. And he pointed a podgy finger at me, back and forth, before smudging up our drawings with his foot. Anger bubbled up in my chest. I imagined H2O swooping down from the clouds and whacking Daniel with his strong tail. If only he could do that for real. I was so tired of Daniel using any old excuse to pick on me. "Go away, Daniel," I said. "What will you do? Call your girlfriend, Mrs. Hutchinson." "She's not his girlfriend, okay?" said Charlie. For a second, I thought Daniel was going to try his headbutting thing again, but, luckily, he saw one of the teaching assistants coming towards us, so he ran away. The teaching assistant walked past us slowly, asking if everything was all right. I said yes, even though it wasn't. Afterwards, Charlie asked me if we should just go and tell her or Mrs. Hutchinson that Daniel was being a big fat bully. I just shook my head. I knew getting Daniel in trouble would only make things worse, but I also knew that I had to do something. Standing up to Daniel made me feel shaky and sick, and I super definitely didn't want to have to feel that way forever. I imagined H2O flying off into the distance and entering a big fluffy white cloud in the blue sky. I decided that that's where he lives. Everyone's seen it. It's the big cloud that's shaped like a dragon. It probably feels like being wrapped up in balls of cotton wool, like the ones my mum uses on her face. If the cloud wasn't there and the sky was clear blue, it would be because H2O had gone to visit his friends or buy some dragon snacks or whatever dragons do in their spare time when their owners don't need them. And when the cloud was darker and spilled rain onto the earth, that would be when H2O was having a shower. You didn't think dragons needed to wash? Well, maybe your dragon doesn't see as much action as my H2O.